Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
You can hear me, look at something sparkly.
Yeah, snap twice.
Or
flute.
If you can hear me, look at something yellow.
Bag. And CJ.
All right, welcome to Banana House. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary. Wow. That was, I had a word I was thinking of. It was like mystical. And
that's good.
I don't know, kind of majestic. That's what I was going to say.
Ambient.
So, yeah, this is Puppy Dude, or otherwise known as Will. I'm just.
Really, D?
One of my side projects, or side projects, if that's possible. He can call it that. I don't really know. But we're going to have a few guests here. We got CJ. He's going to sit in, and then Aaron's going to do this.
Noises.
Yeah, he's going to play Shaker on one song. So, yeah, thanks for coming out. And I'm trying to, like, work on making eye contact with everybody. I feel like it. I'll think of funny things.
Just look down. Just look down.
Let me look down. No. But, all right. Can I be honest for one sec?
No.
I've had a rock in my crock all day. And I'm like, literally and figuratively.
I just found out I should get orange to be like authentic.
What? What are you talking about?
Apparently Idiocracy started this.
All right, I got a heckler over here. I don't know what this guy's talking about. But All right, let's keep going. So we do a short little set here of some more music. That was actually not original music. That was by Jessica Lee Mayfield, like my favorite singer. I'll be with you shortly. Something to say soon.
One day.
Sitting down shows like this are fun. It's just like I feel like I'm being observed. It's like there's this idea that if you're sitting down watching someone play and they're performing, that like I'm in charge of this moment, or like I know what I'm doing right now. I just want you to know that that's not the case, and I'm figuring this out. In fact, I made something totally different that I never made before. I made these like weird beats that we're gonna try out. But I appreciate you all listening. Okay. Yeah, that's the beat. if anyone can figure, I use like samples from a very niche thing, I guess. If anyone can figure out what this is, I'll give you $10. Or if you can.
Which thing? All of it?
How did you know? Oh, wait, of course you.
Yeah, but what game, though? What game, though?
Kirby Dream Land.
Close.
Damn.
Wow, that was quick. I guess
Smash?
Yeah, okay, I'll just tell you. But I'll still give you the $10.
Which Smash 64?
Kirby's Nightmare in Dream Land. For Game Boy Advance. Thank you. Thank you. Let's do another one. I made another beat with the Kirby sound effects. Let's try that. Well, let me think. Oh, I'm really excited to be here, especially because I'm a fan of Bobby's music. If you haven't heard Bobby's stuff, it's really awesome. And I was in Vermont like last year, and there was a show because in Brattleboro, Vermont, and I was like an hour out. That's right. And I was like an hour away, and my friend invited me, and I couldn't go to the show, but I looked at the artist. So yeah, and then now I'm opening for Bobby and Boy in the Water. So they're on tour. Please support them and buy their stuff, all their merch. Their music's really good. So I think I'm gonna do like one or a couple more until Josh kicks me off.
Keep going. I think you just played one song so far.
One song.
Keep going.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I love Davis. Come on.
Thank you.
It's like a new thing that I don't have words for, but I would like to, or maybe find someone else to sing it on it. I don't know. Let's see. I've had the same effects pedal since high school.
It's like a lot of effects.
I don't know why I'm telling you that. It's like. All right, here we go. of the song. I think I've played this once before. I write a lot of music that's too hard to play live. So, you know.
Listen to the album.
Ableton's
Oh, yeah. And I have albums and stuff and on Spotify. Oh, my God.
Bandcamp?
Be one of the 42 listeners.
Yeah, be one of the
42 listeners. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's like 21 times as many as I have.
Wait, I didn't do the thing I wanted to do.
Try this again. It's on this song's called Cosmic Queen. Unless.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was not nervous at all before this. So yeah.
Step over.
Ooh, Josh.
Talking about all those dimensions.
That was my grandma's caretaker who had a book called Waking Up in 5D. And I was like, who are you? And like, why are you, what are you doing with my grandma? And what is the five dimensions? And how do we get there? And what?
Did they write the book?
I hear there's 11. No.
All right, well, thank you guys.
I'm gonna get out of here.
It's the only way string theory makes sense or something.